producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Actually, 7 after the hour. I'm looking at the 8 because it's 8 on the East Coast, so it's 7 after 8. Could be 8 after 7 where you are. Could be almost anything. The world is topsy-turvy. Nobody knows what time it is. Does anybody really care? Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli.
And you are Peter Cetera.
Yes. No, please. Let's not wish that on anybody. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is minding the Facebook store, Twitter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, with all of your social input. 888-302-3684 reaches us on the phone. The country that is most in the news other than the United States today is Egypt, believe it or not, even though there's lots of attention being paid to the Hajj and how many people got trampled. That story every year is the same thing. Hundreds of people go over to the Hajj for their annual, what do they call it? Not a retreat. The
pilgrimage.
Thank you. And so then every year there are hundreds of people that get stampeded. There are millions of people who go, and they all run in at the same time, and they get knocked over, and people just walk over them, run over them, stomp on them. And so there are hundreds. So far, this is a 2.5-day event. So far, without one full day, I think about 500 people are dead. Kenny, is that right? Something like that. So
a couple hundred. They still don't know yet.
Yeah. 453 is the last number I just saw.
You know, listening to a couple of the local D.C. reporters here yesterday talk about the mass yesterday that the Pope led.
Mm-hmm.
And they specifically talked about being concerned about leaving 30,000 people leaving at the same time from this mass.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about how just kind of what in a good state of mind people were,
yeah,
and how polite they all were leaving, and how there were no problems.
Great influence.
Just because everybody was just kind of in that peaceful state of mind.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty interesting.
A peaceful, easy feeling.
Yeah,
Gene.
Because normally, like when you leave a Nationals game or a concert at Nats Park.
And get out of my way. I want to get out first.
Man, it's running
with
the
blink. Everybody's all riled up.
Right.
Yeah, they've been with it. They've been doing the game. They're all riled up.
Right.
You know, they've been excited.
Got a few beers. Had they sold beer at the Pope's mass?
Yeah.
Might have been
beer,
a different
beer,
event.
Beer.
Yeah, right.
This is true. Might
in heaven, there is
true.
No beer.
It's true.
Right. The Pope poll at DougSteffen.com. As long as we're. Oh, no, we didn't do that. We did the Pope poll was the day before yesterday. Yesterday.
Pope poll?
The Pope poll. Are you concerned about the asteroid which was to hit the Earth yesterday?
Yes.
Let's see here. 35% said,
well,
why worry?
Happened, huh?
There's nothing we can do about it. It's not
it didn't happen?
33% said, not at all. 19% said, a bit. 13% said, yes. So that's good. But we're still here, folks. No asteroid hit the Earth.
I love it. The 15% of our audience wears tinfoil hats.
Hey, it's a good story. I mean, you've got to have some stories in your
life. That reminds me of the Kali Yuga world cycles and some of the things Nostradamus said. If you're familiar with Nostradamus, you know what the Kali Yuga world cycles are?
He used to have the worst predictions ever. Did anything ever come right?
Like, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Then what was right? What was right?
What was right? I have to go back and look at the list. But I know that people who have studied that stuff said he was right more often than he was wrong.
Predictions. It was like, hey,
fortunately, his prediction that the world would end, I think it was about 11, 12 years ago, right? And it was supposed to be over.
Yeah, but I think that what they figured was that the calendar.
Oh, they messed up the calendar.
Yeah, it was something was different.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's the first full day of fall, and we want to know, the poll today at DougSteffen.com wants to know what your favorite thing about fall is.
The everything.
The weather.
Pumpkin.
Nothing at all.
A, fall
zero.
Products. B, cooler weather. C, the children are back in school. D, football. E, baseball heading into the playoffs.
I already
miss summer. I'm with F.
Hello.
I miss summer already.
Come to LA. It's still 100 degrees.
Nothing. I know.
Or G, pumpkin spiced everything.
Yes, that's me.
I rode by a church the other day and they had a sign out that said pumpkin spice sermons.
Right, perfect.
You know, Rich,
so,
I bet
the
you
leaves
could
are beginning to turn here on the farm and I'm looking at them and thinking,
I bet you could use legit pumpkin spice.
Dying.
I have some for you to use, actually,
pumpkin
that doesn't have sugar that you could probably use on your diet. I bet you could do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Wasn't there one of the Spice Girls? Wasn't she pumpkin?
No, but that would pumpkin be me. Spice. If I were going to join the Spice Girls, that would be pumpkin.
Pumpkin spice. So anyway, meanwhile, back in the Middle East, Egypt's president yesterday decided to pardon some prisoners, 100 of them, in fact. People are paying special attention to the release of the three Al Jazeera reporters who were in jail in Egypt for a couple of years. Egypt at the time said they were broadcasting false information and were part of a terrorist group. You know, if every reporter in this country who broadcast false information were to be held accountable, we'd have nothing but reporters in jail. Remember the old days when they had a screen on? Remember with just the colors and that was it. Off the air. Goodbye. So anyway, and by the way, one of the reasons that these guys got out of jail is because Amal Clooney represented the people that were from Al Jazeera. Did you know that?
Yeah, I'm so sick of her. I'm sick of her. She's right. Like the worst.
Why?
Really? Oh, my God. Seriously,
well,
she's gorgeous.
Well, first off, took her voice.
She's gorgeous. Yeah. She tamed George Clooney. She's like a human rights lawyer. Ew. Like, get a real job.
Beautiful. She's skinny.
That doesn't. Beauty and skinny don't go hand in hand.
She's married to George Clooney. She's going to be pregnant with his kid before you know
it. Why can't George Clooney just marry the maid and the baby?
Yes.
Like that?
Have human rights insurance.
Like Arnold, absolutely.
Come on, let's get real here.
Please,
speaking
Arnold.
Of getting real, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is going to join us in a moment. There are a number of things that are important in the world of medicine.
Jealous party of one.
So, what?
Jealous party of one. Oh, excuse me, my table's ready.
Okay. Stand by for Dr. Ken. I challenge you. Okay, the next time you and I go out to eat, we're going to make reservations, and that's the name we're going to use.
For bitter.
Bitter or jealous.
Human
right.
rights attorney.
All right, stand by for Dr. Ken up next here on Good Day.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an actor portrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat. No cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is now with us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the folks who bring us the Neo 40 capsules and Super Beats. We'll talk about that from Dr. Ken's perspective because he's a cardiologist and he focuses a lot on the problems of high blood pressure, which are addressed by Neo 40 and Super Beats in a matter of moments. First, let's find out what fidgeting does for you. Who thought there would be a study of fidgeting? I know people close to me who fidget. fidget. So this could be, there's a song, Fidget While You Work.
I'm a fidgeter.
Yeah, you sure are.
Yep.
Me too.
All right, so what is fidgeting good for, Ken?
Doug, turn on the 50s music because you need to move around while you're on the radio these hours. If you're concerned that the amount of sitting you do might one day kill you, new research published this month in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine reveals that fidgeting while you work may help offset the bad health effects of sitting for long health hours at a time. It's certainly not an alternative to going to the gym, but this study may bring some encouraging news for those of us who cannot seem to stop moving as we sit.
All right. What's your read on the prices of prescription drugs, given the fact that there's so much attention having been paid to that one drug that went from $17 to $4,000 or some other crazy?
Well, the head of Turing Pharmaceutical Company hiked the prices of Daraprim from $13.50 per pill to $750 per pill overnight. And
they kind of backed to 40 or something.
Then backed off in the face of all this criticism. So why the high cost of medicines? And then I'll tell you how I feel. I'm not happy about this, but you have to generate some profit or you don't have an incentive to make these products. And also the cost is immense. You know, it takes thousands, tens of thousands of substances to test before you get one out to market that's safe and effective. So there is a huge cost to this. However, this is outrageous. And the solution to this is we need more competition. And also, my idea is there should be full disclosure in the pharmaceutical industry. Instead of government control, there should be postings of accurately of what it costs, how much they make, and what they're doing with the profits. And then with social media today, the pressure from the public should be out there. And if people don't respond, then something should be done.
All right. So the thing that is part of this, the big elephant in the room that nobody's talking about, one of the reasons the prices are going up is because there's decreasing competition in the industry. Because as you just said, it's so damnably expensive to get a drug through that it's and expensive. Most of these companies, the startups, can't afford it.
The cost to get it to the end, it just keeps going up and up and up, and that is a problem. And the FDA is charging more and more.
Yep. All right. So let's talk about some good fruits and vegetables that are good for your waistline. What's in that category?
This is a study out of PLOS Medicine. That we know that fruits and vegetables, it's a big, you know, Richie's going to tell me it's a big duh, helps lower your weight. But the news this week is that there are some fruits and vegetables that are much better than others, and there are some bad vegetables that actually will put weight on.
Yes.
The good fruits are berries, apples, pears. The common denominator, they're all high in fiber and they fill you up. And the non-starchy vegetables are the good ones for losing weight. Soybeans, cauliflower. The bad vegetables are the ones that are the starchy vegetables. You eat these, you're going to gain weight. Peas, potatoes, and corns. They spike your blood sugar and then they increase your hunger.
I'm on the Whole 30, and they say stay away from lima beans, corn, and peas.
Really?
Everything else you can have.
Huh.
But
and
if you
potatoes.
Want to lose weight, stay away from
and white potatoes.
Right.
All right, Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks at Neogenis, Neo 40, Super Beats. One-third of Americans have high blood pressure. That's where you come in, Ken, because you're a cardiologist.
Exactly. I love this product. It's based on Nobel Prize-winning research, nitric oxide. It helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. I'm trying hard every day to keep your circulation healthy, and now we have found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body, and also to provide that energy boost instead of caffeine and sugar. This is a product that helps get the nitric oxide levels up.
All right, so if you're interested in either of these two, you ought to be, because they're great, as Ken has described. Neo 40 is the capsule that melts in your mouth, gives you an instant charge, opens up your arteries so the blood gets around to your muscles, your brain, all your internal organs. Call 800-655-4183 to take Dr. Ken's advice and order Neo 40 capsules and and Super Beats. You can save a lot of money, too, if you go to DougLikesBeats.com. Or call 800-655-4183. Talk to the operator about Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
DougSteffen.com today on all these music festivals that many of you have been enjoying. I went to one last weekend, Farm Aid in Chicago, but there are many of them every year all around the country, all around the world. So there's a new television network that is going to leverage the popularity of all these festivals. It's called Euphoric TV. It'll be on Verizon's Go 90 channel. How do you get that, Kenny? What's Verizon's Go 90?
I don't think it's out yet. I think it's coming.
Oh, it's
later.
Coming out.
But it's a streaming for people who have a Roku or Apple TV or something besides your regular cable services.
Right. Yeah. So this would be the same as getting Netflix or Amazon
TV.
Or that kind of stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
So is there enough material? I asked that question earlier. Everybody said, are you kidding?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
There are these things all over the place. Roberta and Richie have been to Jazz Fest every year for ages.
Almost 20 years now.
A lot of, and I would think if they're smart about this, Kenny, this Euphoric TV would go back to maybe even the days of
Woodstock.
67 to Woodstock.
Started.
Right.
And Jennifer does.
I think they will, most likely.
What's the name? Stagecoach every year, right?
Stagecoach, in Coachella. Yeah. And then there is Coachella, which is the two weekends before.
Well, that's one of the ones that's cited in here.
Yeah.
But there are all kinds of.
Let me tell you the beauty of a festival.
Yes, Rich, tell us the beauty of a festival.
I will not pay $150 to go see somebody in a ballpark or a huge venue.
So what's
venue.
The beauty of a festival?
The beauty of a festival is you pay $40 or $50 and you see 50. Like for Jazz Fest, we pay $45 for a daily ticket, and I can see Bruce Springsteen, Kid Rock, and
eight
smaller bands in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Can
in
you see
one
the stage?
Day.
Because that's my one complaint about Stagecoach, is that for the weekend are $250.
Yeah. All right, so how much is Live Nation a play in this? Because they're doing most of these concerts now, aren't they?
Yeah.
putting together. They even did the Farm Aid thing. Everybody was talking about Live Nation presents Farm Aid.
At Jazz Fest, we used to be able to buy directly from Jazz Fest, but Live Aid pretty much, it's become a national festival, so that's all gone.
Yeah, but they're exploding, and so this is an acknowledgement of that at DougSteffen.com. The story about this new TV channel that is aimed at
most
going
of
to all these music festivals
are streaming their
live.
Streaming the live stuff to what's the music channel, and then and they're making it available online as well.
Yeah. All right.
And one of the cool things about this channel is that they're following the ESPN model. Mm-hmm. So there are going to be behind the scenes stories. There are going to be highlight things and all sorts of extra bonus things that people who love the music will be.
That'd be cool to see the behind the scenes. I love the outtakes. Man, are those fun? No matter whether it's TV, movies, something like this. Very cool. Our video of the day today comes from the bipartisan group Represent.us. Can't even get time to hear the audio of this commercial. It's a fake candidate on
his
deal.
Enough of it.
All right, Richie, hit the audio from the. You got to see this, but the audio is actually pretty special as well. This is kind of ridiculous, but you'll get that as you listen to it. Honest Gil.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and the people who bankroll my political career tell me I'm running for president. So here I am.
Real, hardworking Americans are important to me is a tagline I will be using throughout this entire campaign.
I may not be qualified to be president, but a dramatic camera angle can make me look like a president. A president with the conviction to nod, the courage to point, and the experience to cram buzzwords into everything I jobs. Ideas, policies, morals. These are things I don't need. What I need is $2 billion.
Paid for by the Barack Obama for President campaign.
Funny.
Or whoever else it is that's around that's piling up the dough with vapid messages like Mario Rubio. 28 after the hour.
Well, your doctor tells you there's no fracture, but your ankle is big, swollen, and you can't stand on it. Does this mean it's not serious? This is Dr. Chamberlain called Keeping You Healthy Without the Dreaded Copay. In the news, a study showing that ankle sprains are not trivial. Turns out, people with old ankle sprains were less active than those who had no ankle injuries. This has long-term implications for weight gain and all the problems associated with obesity. DCOC advice, if you injure your ankle, especially if you can't stand on it, seek medical attention. The only way to tell whether a big swollen ankle is a sprain and not a fracture is an x-ray. Trust me, people walk in broken ankles all the time. Rice therapies and rest, ice compression and elevation works, so use it. Most serious sprains will need to be splinted and a small number may need surgery. They'll all need some physical therapy to get you back to your norm. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can catch my latest video, Therapeutics Think, on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Musicians, singer-songwriters, whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, save up to 20% on select gear to bring out your best. Like a portable 88G digital piano for just $199, or two Sterling recording mics for $59, boom mic stands for just $19, or a Pearl Cajon drum with snare just $89. This weekend is your chance to save on everything you need to make music. Guitar Center singer-songwriter savings is...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
It's 33 and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden in Washington, Kenny Kessler in San Diego, helping to complement all of the good works that we have going here. Good words, good works. We'll be talking about the Pope's visit with a reporter who's actually working on the religion side. I think there are, most of the networks have religion reporters now, don't they? Most newspapers?
I think they always have.
Have they really?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I was sort of waxing back to the days. I've been cleaning out a lot of paperwork in my office upstairs in preparation for the move to who knows where. So I'm finally, after years of wanting to sort through things and throw things away, I'm getting to the nitty-gritty. Some of the work that I did in the mid-80s as the operations director at the news station in Boston, I've picked out some of the things that we were doing. We actually had a religion reporter at the time. This was a staff of 15, 16 full-timers and a half a dozen part-timers. And we had somebody, because the fellow who ultimately bought the station was Catholic, and he thought it was important to have religion in the news. So we had a show called Religion in the News. We had a reporter who was almost every day on the air with this sort of thing. And I wondered, as I'm looking at all this mainstream coverage of the Pope being here and the situation in the Middle East, which is basically all about religion, and all of our discussion of the presidential candidates and who likes what religion and who doesn't, how those people have, never would have seen this coming. How much of our news, how much of our lives is wrapped up around religion, discussion of religion, practice of religion, what religion's end results are? It's just really pretty amazing how important. Not only, it's not become, it always has been, it seems, since the introduction. That's what I would love to know. somebody who is a, what do we call it if you study history, not a religion, but people.
Historian?
No, no. Something that, say again, Jen?
Like an anthropologist, social anthropologist.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, those, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Anthropologically, go back to when man first decided to worship something. When it was first discovered, and it was usually the plural, gods of this, the god of that. But when was it that in the human experience, we collectively decided that we wanted to pay attention, pay homage, pay tribute to something that theoretically was better than, greater than we are? Did somebody figure out when people first started to think hundreds of thousands of years ago, there's more to this than what we see? There's more to the grass than the grass, more to the trees than the trees?
They had a lot of things they couldn't explain, Doug. They couldn't explain the sun. They couldn't explain the moon. They couldn't explain day and night. They couldn't explain the wind.
Right?
So they created things to explain it.
Yeah, even though
stories to explain it.
They were stories.
Why does the wind blow? So somebody created a story, and that story became a deity.
Yeah, right. So that's a good point. Thank you. And so we have all of this focus on religion, it would seem. I find it frustrating for two reasons. Number one, because religion is most misunderstood by people. It's responsible for some of the greatest good in the history of mankind and some of the worst of mankind. And so, you know, you just to kind of... And then you wonder how people are just so out of it. There was a story yesterday in Chicago on one of the... I don't know which channel it was. It was GN.
WGN.
Was it GN?
Yeah.
It was GN. Okay. So they ran a story...
Which is huge, by the way.
WGN is the biggest station in Chicago.
Yeah, not Coda.
And one of those, it's one of those the national stations. It and TBS are the only ones left. The one in Atlanta. That's the nation. They call it the nation station.
The nation station.
So anyway, they run this story... about the Jewish holidays, and they got a Nazi symbol in the story.
It was the yellow Star of David, which was legally required to be worn during the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Well, but by Jews.
By the Nazis, yeah.
I mean, there's a connection.
Had to wear these.
Yeah, there's a connection, but hello. It's 2015.
Here's WGN. You know, it's well, here's what happens. WGN replies on Twitter, "We are truly sorry for inadvertently using an offensive image in our story. We apologize and deeply regret the error." But here's what happens. You have 22-year-old and 24-year-old editors sitting at a computer making all
nothing.
These graphics, and they just go to Google and grab a Jewish graphic and use it without any historical... As a guy who puts together stories of World War II vets and Korean vets, I sit there back in the video editing studio and I go grab graphics. And let me tell you something. If you use the wrong airplane, the wrong
they'll let you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so there's that. Now, as long as we're in the Middle East, let's spend a minute with the story at DougStefan.com about the impact of the conflict and how it seemingly has forced a doomsday seed vault, which is buried in the Arctic. The opening of this vault for the first time and the withdrawal of seed deposits. The underground vault, which is off the coast of Norway, has been there since 2008, storing 860,000 seed samples from all over the world. Built to protect the Earth, obviously, if we have
or
an asteroid, we get something to rebuild ourselves. Now, there's a regional seed bank, International Center for Agricultural Research in dry areas, that's the Middle East, obviously, it was in the Syrian city, but has requested some of the samples it deposited in the vault to replace those that were damaged in the war, blowing up everything. Everything's over there is in jeopardy. So I thought that was pretty interesting. How many people even remember that we had one of these vaults? And putting it in the Arctic makes sense because it freezes everything up.
Yeah, I thought we had several here in this country.
I think we do. Yeah, I think we do. It's all about protection.
What do you hope is in there, by the way?
Who's your what?
What do you hope
some
is in
really
there?
Some really good weed. Really good weed.
No, I was thinking like a plot or a peach, and you're like, oh, dude.
Your brother would have that up her sleeve. All right, the super moon. It was only a super moon.
Doug, are you mooning Roberta again? Super moon.
I've only mooned.
Oh, shield my eyes. Oh, goodness.
Excuse me? What's the matter with my mood?
Oh, look at this, Roberta.
You have a nice butt.
Thank you.
The United States does have a cannabis seed vault.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Because we have to make sure that civilization continues to decline at the rapid speed that it is
it
now.
It is, yeah, right. You know? All right, we're going to fix all of that, though, Jennifer. The lunar eclipse this weekend, the supermoon eclipse. Wait till you see this. And by the way, all of my discussion about astrology, that when people look at the radio and say, what is this guy, nuts? You can find more proof of what's going on by understanding how people's emotions are. You tell me the person that you're closest to in the world is on an even keel, or even you are this week. You all can sense that there's something different energetically. So we'll see the eclipse of that. Things will be better after the supermoon. This is a great time for you to repair relationships. Do not ask anybody to marry you. Do not ask anybody. Don't ask people to change what they're doing. Acknowledge your problems and your shortcomings and fix them. But don't start anything new, at least until after Sunday night, because it'll be bananas. Wait till you see how bright this moon is. And the gravity effect, the tides will be higher. Wherever there's a storm, look out. So this is an interesting combination of things. First time in 30 years, there's been a supermoon eclipse combination, and it won't happen again till 2033. So enjoy the show. Understand the ramifications. Why did you chuckle when I said that, by the way?
Every woman in the country that's single is screaming at you right now and throwing things at their radio because they're telling their boyfriends to hold off on asking them to marry them.
Do you want them? Do you want the marriages to work, or you want them not to work? If you don't want them to work,
ladies,
get engaged. Help yourself. If you want them to work, wait a while. Wait a couple of weeks. All right? How's that for a little bit of advice? The Pope probably doesn't ascribe to my thinking, but he ascribes to lots of good things. We'll talk about his visit with a reporter who's covering all of this in just a moment here on Good Day. Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets are just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples, make more happen. Offer ends 9/26, valid in-store and online while supplies last.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
All right, 46 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta, Jennifer, Kenny, and Richie and I have with us Ismad Mangla, who is the religion reporter for the International Business Times. Her recent article called Why is Pope Francis Coming to the U.S.? There is an interesting bit of conscientiousness going on here. Ms. Mangla writes, the United States is home to the fourth largest Catholic population in the world, powerful arm of the Catholic Church, but those numbers are diminishing. Fewer infants are being baptized into the church. And so that may be part of the message here, is it not, Ms. Mangla?
Absolutely. Part of the reason the Pope is here is to sort of evangelize and bring people back into the fold of the church. There are a lot of people who've left the Catholic Church, and the future of the Catholic Church in the U.S. is definitely, dictated by the growing Hispanic population. And it's a big deal to have a Pope who originates from Latin America, speaks Spanish. I think that's going to have a really big effect.
But is it not true that most of the Hispanics, I was looking at some stats the other day, many people, as you've just suggested, believe that the Hispanic population is mostly Catholic, but only 10% are actually practicing Catholics, according to the stat I saw.
Yes, that is definitely an issue. I'm not sure about only 10%, but definitely one of the reasons that the Pope has taken sort of a different approach, a more sort of welcoming, loving, pastoral approach, is to sort of attract people, especially those who are lapsed and who aren't practicing, to get back into the church. Mm-hmm. And, sort of find ways to, find ways to feel accepted in the church again.
He's a great ambassador, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. He really has just this, he hasn't really changed church doctrine, but he hasn't really changed the lyrics of the song, but he certainly changed the music. That's how someone put it to me. He just has a way about him of talking about these really sort of controversial issues and raising them, but doing it in a manner that His popularity numbers are, like, off the chart among both Catholics and non-Catholics alike.
I refer to him as, in my opinion, the one true leader in the world. I'm not Catholic. I really don't care much for religion at all. But I do care when somebody shines at something. He's good at what he does, and he has given, in my opinion, a lot of great positive inspiration to people because of his attitude and his good works. And it was, in my opinion, the best example I could come up with for leadership around the globe. Where do you see, do we have any leaders that come even close to the inspiration he provides?
Well, that's the interesting thing. He doesn't, he actually is sort of a smart politician, I guess, in that way. But he doesn't really fall neatly into these, sort of divides that a lot of political leaders do. It's going to be really interesting when he addresses Congress in a couple of hours. What is he going to say, and what kind of response is he going to elicit from a very typically, divided partisan group? Because his views also don't sort of fall into those neat sort of.
Can you imagine if a religious leader from any other religion, titular heads of the Buddhist religion or the Muslim religion, were to speak to Congress? First of all, we think that we have a country that separates religion and state. That's certainly gone by the wayside, not only with a lot of political rhetoric, but look at this. But is there someone else you could imagine that would have the same impact on Congress if he or she were to speak from a leadership position in some main religion?
I mean, I really can't. And I'm honestly a little bit surprised that John Boehner, who's Catholic, you know, invited the Pope to speak to Congress, because he's surely going to say some things that are going to rankle people on both sides of the aisle.
Good.
You know, he doesn't sort of, you know, he's not sort of on one side or the other, and yeah. I think that's going to be really interesting to see in a couple of hours.
Yeah, well, I think that the idea here, and not only that, but just in general, the tone that he sets, the city of brotherly love, see how they welcome him, New York City, almost a ticker tape parade, like he was the hero of the trip to the moon, or something like that. But it's amazing how people are looking and thirsting for somebody to lead, someone who has a message, someone who's goodness, and that's what this guy is all about. So thank you for bringing us up to date, Ismat Mangla, who is with the International Business Times, here on Good Day About the Pope.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So when did you know you wanted to be a model?
I guess it would have to be the first time I went through the second grade. I caught my reflection in a spoon while I was eating my cereal, and I remember thinking, wow, you're ridiculously good looking. Maybe you could do that for a career.
Do what?
Be professionally good looking.
Baby. You think you're too cool for school? But I got a newsflash for you, Walter Cronkite. You aren't.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read.
This stuff reminds me of those movies like Dumb and Dumber. They're just so dumb. The premise here.
You know, I'm a big fan of stupid movies.
Yeah.
I just didn't get interested in this. Never saw it.
This is
they're filming the sequel as we speak.
Is it funny though, or am I missing something?
I saw a trailer. Didn't you see the trailer, Trucker, for the next Zoolander already?
Yeah, I loved the trailer until I found out it was Zoolander.
Yeah. So that music from The Wise Guys called Start the Commotion came from the first Zoolander, number one movie this week in 2001. No accounting for taste, I guess.
But it's a popular movie. So yeah. I
thought it was funny.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
What did you think was funny about it, Kenny?
I think it's so outrageous, and Ben Stiller's character was so ridiculous that it was funny.
See, and Ken and I usually see eye to eye on stupid.
Wow. I'm not going to comment on that.
Yeah, and it is definitely stupid.
Right. I love stupid.
I know you do, Rich. That's why you love being here on this program.
Yeah, so well.
Perfect. I knew that was coming. Chuck Curry, our movie man. At least one good thing about you, you're predictable.
It's
good
I
because
am.
You are
I'm
predictable.
Very easy.
Chuck Curry, the movie man here to review some movie news and give us an inkling as to what the big movies of the fall will be right after these words here on Good Day.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, let's get to some movie news, looking around at some of the things that are part of the commonality. Well, I'll give you a minute to go through the stories you've got, Chuck, and then I want to know about the fall movies and whether there's something that's going to change that'll make us excited about going to the movies. Because Zoolander obviously didn't do it.
That off the top of my head. But in movie news, production begins shortly on the sequel to the semi-hit action film John Wick, which starred Keanu Reeves. I like the movie. It had some really, really nifty action sequences.
Very violent, though, isn't it?
It is very violent, including his dog doesn't make it in the movie, which sets right. up the storyline. But it could become a franchise for Keanu Reeves, who made a fortune off those Matrix movies. But over the last, I don't know, 7-8 years, hasn't done too much other than John Wick. Also, this fall, filming begins on Jack Reacher 2 with Tom Cruise once again starring. From there, I would believe in the next few years he'll jump into another Mission Impossible movie. And the first coming attraction trailer dug to Independence Day 2 should hit theaters sometime around Christmas. I'm actually looking forward to that sequel.
Right,
I love the original.
All right, well, Independence Day is next year. This fall, everybody's thinking about Star Wars. Is there anything that will come even close to
it? That's more Christmas. Fall would be Spectre, the newest James Bond movie with Daniel Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Hunger Games, Mockingjay 2, which is going to make a lot of money. There's great buzz on Steve Jobs, the movie with Michael Fassbender playing the title role. That movie screened to great ovation in some of the film festivals around the country.
What do you think? By the way, today's Jim Henson's, or would have been his birthday. What do you think the best Muppets movie or best Muppet contribution has been to our culture?
I don't know. I guess just the overall Muppet franchise has lasted a long time, and anything like that that has legs, has a legacy, is a good thing, and it's good, clean fun.
Yeah, it is good, clean fun. It is wonderful stuff. Our thought for the day today came from Mr. Henson. Life's like a movie. Write your own ending. Keep believing. Keep pretending. That is it. Yep. All right. He's not make-believe, though. He's Chuck Curry. He's here with us on Movie Moments every day on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.